Whoa.
Hey, it's Busted Pencils. It's fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education classes in session. Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, Jacob, chairman of the board. Me, Dr. Tim Slecker, and what an eventful Labor Day weekend, especially to one of our team members.
Oh, yeah. Exciting.
Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, you got to visit some other doctors these past few days. What's up, man?
Man, different kind of doctors. But yeah, man, Labor Day, who'd have thunk it? Not me. But, you know, and just waking up Labor Day morning and the old appendix wasn't happy and it got supposedly got infected somehow and I got appendicitis.
Oh,
I wasn't quite sure what it was, but it felt pretty awful and had to go to the ER. And man, I was in surgery and now here I am on the mend pretty quick. Woo. So
nice.
Thank you to all those teachers out there who taught all those doctors and nurses who took good care of me. Because that's how it works. I mean, really, yeah. I mean, they're amazing at what they do. They're doing, I say this often, like teachers and nurses are really akin in a lot of ways. They're in a care profession. They're, you know, radically underfunded, increasingly privatized, you know, and we say this public education is the bedrock of democracy. Well, also, so is being healthy. Oh. And so like a healthy medical system is so important, especially in the public sector. Right. And so, you know, getting to hear and see, you know, our bright and brilliant nurses and doctors working in less than ideal conditions. Right. And so many people in the ER waiting room. Right. So much trouble with different insurances and things. And, you know, schools, as we talk about the, you know, the politics of schools is just like a refresher that similarly, the politics of health in this country, you know, seem to be amok. And, yeah. And it reminds me, Tim, of like we have a guest coming on in a few weeks we're excited about, you know, our pal Randy Weingarten, whose book I cannot wait for. It just looks amazing. So keep listening because we'll have that show, you know, coming out later. We haven't done it yet, but we're interviewing again our good friend Randy Weingarten, who's president of the AFT, mm-hmm. and which is one of the largest now unions for nurses.
Right.
So you have teachers and nurses. I think this is a really powerful thing. So that's my long-winded way of saying about I'm on my post-op meds. I'm a little short today on things, so I'll be here, but don't count on me for a whole lot because I haven't been keeping up.
I got a question though, you know, and mm-hmm. don't dwell on the answer, but so of the things that, you know, can be removed, it's tonsils, gallbladder, appendix. So how many you got now, or, you know, where are you at on the removal?
Well, if those are the three, I think you could get a few more things removed.
Well, but I mean, there's, you know,
out of that common trifecta, I've got two of the three out. I don't have tonsils and I no longer have an appendix.
Okay.
And I still have a gallbladder, but hey, you just wake, you know, who knows how that one works.
Well,
you wake up one day and then that's gotta go.
That little green sack that you used to identify in middle school biology class, you're like, ew, that's the gallbladder. And I remember finding the gallbladder doing my first frog dissection in ninth grade and thinking, I'm like, you know, I could take this gallbladder out of this frog and it won't matter. And then everybody was looking at me going, Tim, it won't matter to this frog anyway. It's all right. All right. So glad to see you in good health, Johnny, but again, pointing that out, yeah, health also being a foundation of democracy. I think that's something we're going to have to explore even more in the future. But you know what's really important to democracy is the ability to prove your commitment to America first, particularly, Johnny.
He's doing the sarcasm, everybody.
Well, I'm throwing it up, you know, especially if you were educated in those liberal bastion cesspools of Marxist ideology, California and New York. Well, if you're going to be a teacher, particularly if you're coming out of those states, there now is an assessment available to prove your Americanness, America. And our boy, you know, State Superintendent Oklahoma Ryan Walters teamed up with that illustrious, Weed League University, PragerU, and developed probably one of the most hard-hitting assessments of Americanness. That's that test, Johnny, where if you're going to teach in Oklahoma, you got to prove that America first matters to you. And, Johnny, I just want to start, and Jacob, too, you can pay attention, jump in here. But I got one question that I want to throw at you guys to see if you're okay. Question 5 of 34. Why is the distinction between male and female considered important in areas like sports and privacy? Okay. A, for equity in minority communities. B, to preserve fairness, safety, and integrity for both sexes. C, to increase participation in sports. D, to enhance the self-esteem of transgender children. Those are your choices to prove your commitment to America first. I see Jacob's first on the buzzer. Jacob.
No, I am not now, or have I ever been a member of the Communist Party?
Okay. That actually would be a really good answer to that question. Yeah. Lots of fun, lots of sarcasm there, but
I'm going to go with B.
Was it B? To preserve the fairness, safety, and integrity for both sexes. Yes, it is what? B, according to Oklahoma. That is why male and female distinctions are important, because fairness, safety, and integrity for both sexes is the American core value that typically is recited after the Pledge of Allegiance in the mornings.
I know I'm post-operation, you know, like barely even 24 hours, and I'm on some not too bad with the medications. They've gone light on the pain stuff, but I mean, that could be one reason, but also this is a lot of sarcasm. I'm completely lost. I know.
Johnny.
What number question? Because I have the test up. What number question are you talking about?
This was question 5 of 34. Why is the distinction between male and female considered important in areas like sports and privacy? And Jacob landed on the correct answer, according to Oklahoma. Yeah.
Sure.
If I could say the thing I think is ridiculous about this, Tim, or most ridiculous, or at least is standing out to me, is that you've got a list of four things, which I guess are kind of all factors you think about.
Right.
But no, actually only one is right and the others are dead wrong. It's like,
absolutely,
fairness in sports. Well, I guess we should balance that. And self-esteem for trans kids. Yeah, we should balance those together. They're both important.
Yeah.
These different things. Actually, no, only one is right and the others you're going to the gulag.
Thank you, Jacob, for pointing out, beyond the sarcasm, the seriousness of actually the wrong answers, according to Oklahoma, and what the wrong answers communicate about a certain sense of how they ideologically, I put it out there, but Oklahoma's ideological test of the ideology they want teachers to possess.
Yeah, this is a crazy test, Tim. This is
thank you, John. So, did you go through it now? And
I'm looking at it, you know. We've talked about this test on here before. It's a desperate cry for attention from the ultimate pick me, right over there in Oklahoma. And there's great people in Oklahoma and amazing teachers there and great kids going to school, you know. So it doesn't fare Oklahoma well or represent them well. Much like how in the larger scheme of this thing. You know, I believe most Americans are not represented by the interests of MAGA. And this is a MAGA alliance test.
Exactly.
It really reads like it's written poorly in the sense of, like Jacob pointed out, it's not just like, okay, that's the answer. Mm-hmm. But all of them listed matter. And there could be, like, if you were really writing this test in the spirit of that question, as like someone who cares about young people, right? Talking about, you know, two genders and sports, And even now, that's our system. We're exploring ways to include more diverse identities and how to handle that and how to make that. You know, there could have been all of the above matter mm-hmm. in this consideration. Okay. But instead, it's really setting you up to kind of force you into a corner that you said it there. There is a correct answer, and it's this pledge of allegiance to, mm-hmm. you know, mega politics. And it's never going to stick. It's more of a attention getter. Mm-hmm. Like I said, this ultimate pick me, you know, that person who's just constantly like, hey, me, look at me. Hey, pay attention to me. Well, that's the superintendent wants the attention of the, you know, Trump administration. And it pledges its allegiance by trying to say it's doing these tests. I don't even think they'll be able to. And if they do, I think it's going to be a massive joke. But Tim, the bigger thing you brought up, and I want to come back around to it, you use sarcasm, so I was lost. I was like, wait, are we all about this? Oh no, that's the sarcasm. But the other bigger issue here for me is that patriotism is a core value of democracy. Mm-hmm. And there is a long list, not long, but you know, 10 or so core values of democracy that patriotism is part of. And it's holding at value, like holding, you know, like practicing all those core values at equal amounts. That's sort of the goal, like mm-hmm. life, liberty, you know, pursuit of happiness, diversity. Like, I know, dare we say these, they were out before the liberals, before the liberals claimed them as things, like these things existed as core values of democracy, you know, which we have here in the US is a democracy. Like we have a democratic, you know, not saying that we're Democrats, but you know, that process, we're a democracy. So, you know, that's anti-democratic in the sense that it says patriotism is, you know, not holding all those core values. So it's like redefining patriotism as, you know, allegiance to MAGA. Because Trump is the president, there's a foothold there. And this is why one of this is a serious issue. But it's truly an erosion of patriotism.
Hold that thought right there, because I want to kind of jump in, because I think what you're pointing out, Johnny, really is the distinction here, which is that typically, I don't know, Democrats or liberals, whatever, are portrayed as anti-patriotic.
Right.
And the reality is here, what you're pointing out, Johnny,
some of them are.
Right. Well, right. But what you're saying here, though, is like, look, patriotism, true patriotism, holds these core values. And, you know, if you want like a patriotism test, a patriotism litmus test, this ain't what's in front of you when you're taking this test. This is an allegiance to a certain ideology test. It has nothing to do with patriotism, because when you, like you said, when you put those core values of patriotism under the microscope and what they look like, it's not about allegiance to an ideology other than the ideology of, I guess, patriotism. And so it's interesting that this is America First test. This is all these things. And just to point out to people going like, actually, this test is probably the most anti-American thing I have ever really seen kind of get floated out, because this right. has nothing to do with patriotism.
Or Tim, it's very American at the moment.
Yeah.
And America needs to decide, are we a democracy or not? Because it's not democratic. You know, it's pretty malicious towards mm-hmm. people. And that's not what a democracy's goal should be. I love that you highlighted that, Tim, because I went into my notes, you know, I teach about core democratic values and patriotism. You know, I always like to do street level definitions, like just short, let's define it so we have a vocab word around it, right? After the whole list of core democratic values, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, justice, common good, equality, truth, diversity, and popular sovereignty, there's patriotism. And that means having a devotion to our country and the core democratic values in what we say and what we do. It's so that second part gets clipped off by this America First of a devotion to our country, and that's our president. Let's go. You know, it's not taking into consideration the whole definition, right? And support of our country and these core democratic values.
Yeah.
Because the values define, you know, this is basic kind of basic stuff, but, you know, and let's break it down. It's class and session. Values give definition to something, right? I can say that, you know, my glass of water is actually a football, but it's not, because there's measurable sort of values here. Like, it's actually water, it's glass, it's not a football, right? So if we say something's a democracy, then we have to look and say, are the people participating in that democracy, you know, practicing these values? Are they in what they say and what they do? And if they're not, then it's not democracy. So you can't cherry pick little pieces like liberty. Oh yeah, that's right. Everyone has a right to do what they want. Oh, but you also have common good. So it can't go up against common good. It also has to have justice involved, like what we believe is a just society. We also have, you know, equality. It can't hurt equal opportunities for everybody to have, right? So yeah, it's not easy. Democracy is not easy. That's why we teach it right. And practice it. But there is a set of core values, just like any group has. Like, you know, whether you're in a religion, like maybe you're a Christian and you adhere to the Ten Commandments. That's your group's values. Like, are you espousing those values as you live in the world? That's great. Our country also has a set of values that helps us define. And this is an example of, you know, cherry picking one of those, and not only cherry picking patriotism, but taking part of the definition, just the first few words in support of the country.
And that to me says that therefore it's not patriotism they're looking at. I know, Jacob, right. what do you think of the two madmen ranting here?
Well, maybe I'm going crazy too, because you're all making a lot of sense to me today. I agree with Johnny. We've got multiple values in a democratic system in a democratic country, and it's just like the answers to that stupid PragerU question. All the answers have to be balanced against each other. They're all factors that go into making these decisions and working together in democracy. The answer to the question is not patriotism. We're not a democracy. We're not working together. It's just patriotism. No, I mean, you have to have a balance of all these different things in order for us to get along together. Also, I'm not going to get into this too much, Tim, but I mean, do you have to be patriotic to be a teacher? I don't know. I mean, if you're a science teacher and you're doing a great job teaching science, does it matter that you kind of you prefer Colombia as a country at home at night? In your bed, you think of moving to Bogota. I don't think it's anybody's business.
I think mostly when I have those visions, it's about becoming a contestant on, you know, the history channels alone and being left out on some remote place alone. That to me is true liberty right there.
Yes.
Okay, a lot's going on, but you know what? Kind of coming up, and I know, Dr. Johnny, you know, we do not want to see what happens when the side effects of, you know, potential medications take hold. But
he was already thinking his glass of water was a football earlier.
I'm glad you saw that.
It's a little wild today. It's a little wild today, so maybe it's almost time for me to go.
Well, there is on the Fox News site where I found my questions. There's a little bit of a commentary from a superintendent in the state of Oklahoma. This morning, I took the new teacher qualifications test that Ryan Walters says teachers will need to pass to teach in Oklahoma. My score, 100%. I guess that makes me highly qualified in under 5 minutes. Honestly, it felt like an eighth grade pop quiz. No studying, no effort, barely a second thought. And since the entire test is already posted online, anyone could preview it for themselves, in other words, cheat. I don't want to fault Oklahoma for wanting to have excellent teachers. We all want that. But sorry, this online multiple quiz test does anything but that. So here we go, Johnny. Evidence of what you said, there are great people, there are great leaders, there are great educators in Oklahoma, and those are the types of voices we continue to want to hear and, you know, put it out there. If anybody actually does have to take this test to get their teaching license in Oklahoma, Busted Pencils wants to talk to you because we want to have a conversation. But other than that, now it's time for your moment of zen. I believe that compassion is basic to human nature, and I am counting on that to pull us through.
Hey, thanks for listening to Busted Pencils Class in Session today. And you can always grab great podcasts like this one. Just go on over and search Busted Pencils at Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And of course, you can always find us on the Civic Media website or on our website, bustedpencils.com. And don't forget, you can find us throughout the entire week, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, with homerooms, class in sessions. And that's right, always loads of fun to wrap up the work week on Fridays with Chairman of the Board, Jacob's Choice. Those are always a blast. And listen up, I know you love this because you get us for a full hour every Saturday when you tune into the Busted Pencils broadcast at 3 p.m. Central Time across all the Civic Media Network stations for your favorite hour of two blue-collar scholars, Tim and Johnny, and keep busting pencils.